Shalom Aleichem, on behalf of Teach 613, we welcome you to Take 10 for Talmud. Avodah Zarah, Daf Ches, Avodah Zarah 8a, pagination is 15. We will start from the middle of the wide lines, just towards the beginning of a line, Tafresh Tanu Rabbanon. Tanu Rabbanon, we learned, Yom Shenivra Bo Adam HaRishon, the day that Adam was created, Kevan Sheshaka Olav Chama, once the sun set, Omar, he said, Oili, woe is to me, Shebeshvil Shesarachti Olam Choshuch Ba'adi. Since I have done wrong, he did the sin of eating from the Eitz Hadas, therefore the world has become dark. Now, the Yefei Einayim commentary in the back of the Gemara gives us source material to tell us that this is not referring to Friday night. Friday night remained illuminated. It was Shabbos. But this experience of darkness was after Shabbos, and that's the concept of Motzoi Shabbos. The fire was introduced, and Adam was able to create fire, but it was dark. And it was his first experience of darkness. Interestingly, that Friday night was not perceived as darkness because of the illumination of Shabbos. It's one of the reasons there's a custom not to say good night on Friday night. You say good Shabbos. It's a different type of night. It's not the night associated with darkness. So Adam is experiencing darkness on Matzoi Shabbos, and he says, Bishvil shesarachti, presumably this darkness is because I did the sin, and it's finally making its impact, and v'yachzer olam l'sova vahu, if this continues, the world is going to be back to its state of nothingness, so to speak. V'zui misa sheniknusa alay min hashamayim. And this is the death that Hashem said is going to be your lot because of the sin. Hayayoshev betainis, he sat in fasting, uvocha, and he cried, kol halayla, the entire night. V'chava bocha kinegdo, and Chava, his wife, was crying opposite him, together. And presumably what was going through their minds was similar to the quote that we find the Mesilas Yesharim brings down, that Hashem told Adam, Ten daitecho shelotecharev esolami. Hashem gave Adam the directive originally, pay attention, don't destroy my world, because mankind could destroy the world, so to speak. Hashem would eventually intervene, but that was the directive. He can destroy it physically, destroy it spiritually by doing chataim, because everything is wired to the soul of man. And Adam remembered, ten daitcha shalot echarev, and he realized, I've destroyed. And he thinks that this is all downhill and there's total destruction. Kevin Sha'ala Omar HaShachar, once the sun began to rise, Omar, he realized, he said, Min Hago Shal Olam Hu, this is the way of the world. It gets dark, it gets light. We might also take it poetically, Min Hago Shal Olam Hu, people do fail, and they have to have a sunrise after that failure. Omar, he stood up, Vehikriv shor shakuronov kodmim the parsosov, and he brought a shor, an ox, that's horns, kodmim the parsosov, came before its hooves. What does it mean, the horns came before the hooves? So Rashi in Tehillim Samach Tes, at the end of the chapter, which we will be referred to this pasuk in a moment, Rashi there says that when the first animals were created, they emerged from the land. Hotzi osan haoretz, the earth sent them out. in the way of kol hanoladim, the way things are born. So if something is normally born head first, so when it emerged from the ground, it emerged head first, and its horns were the first thing to emerge, to be created. Rashi Bayos in the Gemara tells us, Bikamason nivru'u. Everything that was created at the time of creation was created in its finished form. So that, for example, a man and woman, when Hashem created them each in their own way, but he created them as grown people. Similarly, this animal, even though it was a shor, it was a newborn, so to speak, it's the first day of its life, it's the beginning, nevertheless, it was like a par, like an animal that was older. This, parenthetically, is one of the explanations as to why the world seems to be dated much older than our tradition. And the answer, among other answers, is that Hashem, when he created it as if it had been around for a while. Just like first man and first woman did not start as babies. They were created like in the middle of a story. So too the world was created as if it's in the middle of a story. So back in the Gemara, Shor Shekronav Kodmin Leparsosov, this ox had its horns before its hooves. Shenemar, Vesitav Lashem Mishar Par Makrin Mafris. My tefillah, David says, should be more beloved to Hashem, should be better to Hashem than the animal, the shorpar, makrin mafris, which had its horns before its hooves. For Amar Rav Yehuda Mashmuel said, Sharshik Rivadam Arishan Karen Achas Hayisala B'mitzcho. It had only one horn in its skull. Shenema v'sitav l'Hashem mishorpar makrin mafris, because it should be better to Hashem than the shorpar of makrin, of keren, singular. Asks the Gemara, that's not how we pronounce it, makrin, tarti mashma, we actually pronounce it makrin. Amar Rav Nachman bar Yitzchak mikeren ksiv, it's written without the yud, and it signifies singular, that it only had one keren, one horn. Some say this is the origin of the concept, just where does the concept of a unicorn come from? That's this animal of Adam HaRishon. We'll get to the symbolism in a moment. Others say that the unicorn also finds its origin in the Tachash, which was the animal that was special for building the Mishkan with its special hide. Now, what is the significance of this horn preceding the hooves? And what's the significance of just one horn as opposed to the normal that we find in animals of two horns? So, the Marsha in Chulin Daf Samach explains that the keren is one, the parsosav, the hooves are split, they are like two. And the theme over here is that Adam, at the time of the sin, started thinking that there's an alternative to Hashem. We find, for example, in Menachos Chaftes Amid Beis, Hashem created the world with a hay, with an open bottom. Shekol Arotza Lotzeis Yetze. Anybody who wants to leave can leave. What does that mean, anybody who wants to leave can leave? The explanation is that a person in this world has the ability to conjure up a fantasy reality and live in that fantasy reality. And Adam began to consider that maybe there are other forces, other things to consider. The Gemara's words in Sanhedrin are min, He started becoming a heretic. He started believing that it's not just Hashem, but there are other things too. And the animal that he brings as atonement after the sin, after he recognized there's room for tshuva, after the sun rose, is an animal with only one horn. The horn, representing the glory of the animal, is one, is unified, and it came before the hooves. More important in perspective, even though we always encourage chavrusas concept, where you join two things together and two is greater than the sum of its parts when they unify. But in the horn is the achtuso yisparach, the symbolism of Hashem being one, and that there is no two regarding Hashem. This also helps us in understanding the context of Tehillim Samech Tes, where David is talking about Ani v'choev, I'm afflicted, I'm poor, I'm pained, Yeshuascha Elokim tesagveni, Hashem's salvation is what strengthens me. And then he says, Ahalul Hashem Elokim v'shir v'agadlenu b'soda, I'm going to praise Hashem with song and thanksgiving. V'sitav l'Hashem mishar por makrin mafris, and it's going to be better to Hashem than the animal that Adam HaRishon brought. And we could easily ask, I don't understand what one has to do with the other. Why is David invoking the animal of Adam HaRishon and saying, my tefillah is going to be better than that? But if we appreciate the words of the Marsha, based on the Gemara Min, that Adam started thinking that maybe there are two forces to deal with, and not just one, so David's experience of affliction would, as we know, cause a person to start thinking maybe there are two forces. There are people that think that good comes from a different source than bad. There's even a popular book out that Hashem can't control the bad, and that's how they explain the bad in the world, even though Hashem is good. And our concept is that we don't call it bad. Gamzu letova, this too is for the good. We call it suffering, we call it difficult, etc. But everything emanates from Hashem. We don't understand the reasoning for it, but those are legitimate questions because they have real answers, whether we'll be zocha to understand the answers or not. But we understand everything's from Hashem. And that's David's saying, my tefillah should be like the one-horned animal where it's joined and it's recognized that all is from Hashem. Yashar Koach, thank you for joining.